Igor Aranko is a columnist from NHL.com, from Sport Express as well. Igor, thanks so much for joining us here. I know the news is still very fresh. It is still very much a hot button issue. Vladimir Putin will not boycott the games. He will allow Russian athletes to compete under a neutral flag. So what happens now? Is it just the obvious that the KHL says, fine, our players are free to go?
Putin said that he won't prevent anyone from going to the Olympics if they want to do so. There isn't such a thing that he says that, let's go there. If you want, you can go. But Hockey Russia and its vice president, Roman Rotenberg, is a big fan of participating in the tournament because he sees the real chance to win the gold. After all those years with NHLers, who played there, we couldn't win any gold, only silver in Nagano. And now there's a big chance because all the best players out of Europe are playing in the KHL, and a lot of guys stayed in the KHL, not signing in the NHL because they won't. And some of the guys returned, like Andrei Markov or Vadim Shipachev, who you talked about before. I heard that he could be in Ducks, actually.
The Ducks. So that's like a major junior team going and playing in a junior B tournament. Are they going to be happy to win the gold when it's like a second-class type of tournament?
Sure, they will.
Okay.
Well, a lot of players I talk to who play in the national team, they say, you know, if we win the gold, nobody will remember who actually played there.
That's true.
We are Olympic champions, and that's okay. We are fine with that.
Igor,
that's the position I hear.
There has always been a discussion point that the KHL, not the Russian Ice Hockey Federation, but the KHL was thinking of scheduling games during the Olympic break. You don't think that's possible now?
Mm-hmm. Dmitry Chernyshenko, the president of the KHL, doesn't want to comment that for now because he wants some decision from Putin first. You know, in October, Putin said that participation under neutral flag for national teams, like hockey one, is unacceptable. And that's why they switched the position and said that they can prevent KHL players from going to the Olympics, even the Swedish ones, Canadian ones, and other. But now something has changed. First of all, Putin today said that he won't prevent anyone from going. And also Hockey Russia, vice president, he is working with Gennady Timchenko, who's a friend of Putin. And I'm sure he wants to persuade the president, so he allow to go there for hockey team.
Igor, are you shocked that President Putin would allow this to happen under a neutral flag? This doesn't seem Putin-like. Of course, I don't know him that well.
Yeah, I'm a bit shocked. Actually, I expected that he will say today something like, we won't go there, and we'll boycott.
That's what I thought.
Those Olympics. That's actually a lot of people thought the same way here, but the hockey world been really supportive. A lot of guys said they want to go, like Ilya Kovalchuk, like Denis Zaripov. Even Ovechkin today said that we should go and we should fight for our country first. Everybody knows that this will be Team Russia, not some team called the Olympic
Five Rings
from Russia.
Right.
And so, you know, in 1992, there was a unified team, and it actually won the gold. Everybody knows that this was actually Team Russia because all the guys played for Russia, all the guys that played there, after that played for Russia too, and everybody counts this win as a Russian one.
How would they?
Nothing changes in that front if we win now.
Right. Sure.
I was going to say, how would they be? Let's fast forward here, and let's assume that Russia goes forward and they win the gold medal at the Olympic Games. How would they be received? Would they be received as any other team from Russia winning an international competition, regardless of the official banner they played under?
That's the thing that International Ice Hockey Federation doesn't know. And sure, I don't know too. René Fazel said today that they are waiting for a guideline from IOC because they don't know how to how this could be made. Because national teams, like hockey ones, are not allowed to play in the Olympics under neutral flag, under documents that are in place now. And the IOC has to change something internally, so the Russia could really take part. And the thing with medals, with anthem, with uniforms, that should be decided and quite fast.
So really what we're saying is we're actually at this point, Igor, we're playing a waiting game. And we're playing a waiting game as the hockey world, or a lot of the international hockey world, comes to Moscow for the Channel 1 Cup starting this weekend, correct?
Yeah.
So there'll be a lot more discussion. There'll be a lot more discussion.
A lot of decisions should be made there. Fazel also will come to Moscow. And I expect also, maybe not Tom Rennie, but Sean Burke should come, and all the guys from Swedish, Finnish, and Czech federations.